and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. It's Monday again. Already. I'm like, what the? The weekend went by like 90 going north. Just like that, it was over. It was over. I don't know what happened. Time won't give me time. But time make lovers feel like they got time. So welcome back. It's Monday already. And you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. A brand new biblical question this week. We dealt with yesterday. I didn't put my two cents in it because it was very interesting conversation. It was an amazing question, and it made me think of a lot of things, and especially listening to the people response and all that. And so I left it last Sunday, biblical question, open. And so it's still open. But I have a brand new one, a brand new biblical question for this week. And it's another doozy. What is real power? What is real power? Amazing. What is real power? Have you ever wondered about that? Sunday, we had a few people respond to that. It was interesting. What is real power? And if you missed yesterday's fellowship, you can podcast it. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/church. All right? It was very, very, the fellowships are really amazing. I want to use this word, but I don't know if I really mean it. Because I understand human nature. I want to say I'm surprised anyone would miss Sunday's fellowship. But I can't really say that because I do understand it. It's not for everyone. Only those who really, truly are willing to see it, see all the way through until the end. But most people are not willing to do that. And I totally understand it. It is not, it seemed like a difficult thing, but it is not easy for the average male or female to take 100% responsibility for themselves and go all the way to the end. All the way. Most people are not going to do that. It just ain't going to happen. And so I do understand. Some people even start the journey and get off because Satan said, you know what, this is taking too long. This is too difficult. This is not the right path. And they'll get off. But anyway, I understand. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jessieleepeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you have a lot going on, and I understand, especially in this world today. So some of you are not able to sit and watch the show live. A lot of you are, but some are not. And you want to listen live, and you're like, Jesse, how can I listen live? Go to 641-793-1500. That's 641-793-1500. And you can listen to the show as it's happening, no matter what you're doing and where you are. No matter what you're doing and where you are, you can be listening to the show live, working out. It doesn't matter what. All right? That's on Talk Stream Live. And we have every way that you can donate and support the show listed on. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JesseLeePeterson. BuyMeACoffee.com/JesseLeePeterson. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. So we take all calls, but every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
We're a mess.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
So do you ever get the impression? The impression that the kingdom of hell is right here on earth? Do you ever get that impression? Have you ever really just stood back and watched what's really happened in the world through human beings? And you can see that the kingdom of hell is on earth. The Old Testament is alive and well. And for those who have never read the Old Testament, it will do you a little good to read it. And you will see that everything that the Old Testament talked about during those days is still on earth. It's still alive and well. Jealousy, envy, strife, revenge, everything you can think of. It's alive and well. And it's so interesting to be aware of that. And because for a long time, I thought that when Christ came, that he did conquer the devil and he got rid of the Old Testament. He got rid of the Old Testament. And in all honesty, he did. But he put the new one inside of you. Anyone that wants it, right? The New Testament is inside of you. The Old Testament is outside of you, inside of others. I mean, every wicked thing that the devil can do through human beings, because he can't do it unless he's allowed to operate through human beings. But everything that he can do through human beings, he's doing it. He's doing it. But the beauty is that there is a New Testament, a new world, a new reality, a new kingdom, and it's inside of you. And you can live in that kingdom despite what's happening outside of you, inside of others. Because the devil can only exist, evil can only exist inside of another human being. He has no other way to exist. He and all his little demons. He and all his little demons can only exist inside of human beings. Isn't it like amazing when you think about it? So you still can be free right here on earth, or you can continue to live in your hell. And most people have decided, to follow their hell, to live in their hell. Most people literally made up their mind, made that decision, and there's nothing you can do about it. So don't feel sorry for them. Don't worry about them. Don't cry over them. They have decided. I saw, I don't know if it's an old clip or maybe a new one, where these young Christian school kids are getting together, I think, and they all meeting up at different auditorium or school gyms or something, and they are praising the Lord again. They are like lifting up holy hand and worshiping the Lord. And they are real excited about it. How sad is that, huh? They are worshiping God. They are worshiping the devil, calling him God, and all they are getting is a thrill. It's not going to help them at all. It's not going to save one soul. But yet they meet at a gym or some college, university or something, and they worship God. And then some of the media go there and they interview them and they're like smiles, all face, like little Christians. And it's solved, no problems, zero. Isn't that amazing? We've been played. Little kids are afraid to speak up. They're afraid to stand up, especially those white kids. Because most of them are white kids. There are some other races mixed up in there with them, but it's mostly white adults and kids. We're seeing most of them. Kids, they're afraid to speak up. And so what they do, they meet in a auditorium, lift up holy hands, and pretend that they know God. Isn't that amazing? But anyway, I think I saw that report. I didn't see the whole thing this morning. An example of hell on earth. And there's nothing that anyone can do about it, going to do about it, ain't going to do nothing about it. It's the Old Testament. And they have all the right people in all the wrong people in the right places to make sure that nothing is being done about it. So Chicago, as you know, been out of control for a long time now. Because I remember as a teenager when I would go up to Indiana and we were not allowed to go over to Chicago because the Black Star Rangers, the government of Chicago was out of control. So it's kind of been messed up for a long time. It's getting worse. It is getting even worse. You're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you. And what I realized about Chicago, for years now, they put the wrong people in the right places so they can make sure they control them and get what they want. The unions, the teacher unions, the government of Chicago, they put all the weak people in the right places so they can get what they want. And if you're not one of them, they'll run you out of town. You're not going to believe this about the teachers' union. This is where you are going to believe it. It's Chicago. This is from the Federalist. Chicago Teachers Union has kicked off a season of contract negotiations by issuing a $50 billion list of demands that will enrich the union at taxpayers' expense and provide little, if any, benefit to the city students. Watch this from Fox.
The Chicago Teachers Union making their demands and interests known as they negotiate with the district on a new contract. Today, the union outlined a series of funding solutions and proposals for the contract negotiations. Some of the demands include more dual language sports and fine arts programs. Also a pay raise. Union representatives say these demands need to be met in order for students to succeed.
We have committed as an entire union to using our contract to create more sustainable community schools like Richards Academy.
That's right.
A place where people come together in community and create the type of school community that is necessary to nurture, to educate, to reimagine, to ameliorate injustice and disparity.
Isn't that amazing? All those fancy words with no meanings. Those kids don't even know how to read or write or arithmetic. But the union got a lot of money. They have a lot of money. She up there using all those words. When will you overcome words? When will you overcome words? Why have you made words so important to you? That dumb female using all dumb words, and they sound so important, right? But they're not. They have no meanings. And by the way, that Stacy is the teachers union president. Stacy Davis Gates. I believe we reported on her a while back. She sent her kid to a private, really private school. She doesn't send her kids to those hellhole schools. Those are for your children. That's not for the teachers' kids. Are you crazy? The teachers are not going to let their children go through those hellhole schools. That's for you so the teachers can make a lot of money. The one thing I know for sure, unions are not for the people. I know that for sure. Unions are about unions. And as much money they can get, and then they support their Democratic counterparts so that their Democratic counterpart can represent them at the White House or whatever they're doing, and they make more money. They make more money. But you know what the parents do? They leave their kids there. It doesn't matter that they're not getting educated. The parents don't care. That's why the union and the teachers can do what they want, because you are going to make sure your kids show up anyway. $50 billion. You don't care they're falling way behind. And especially with the mother, you got to go to work. You don't have time to raise no children. You got to be the man. So you know what? That's what happens in the Old Testament. It's a dog-eat-world. The parents don't care. The one thing I know for sure and without a doubt, and you can't convince me otherwise, the parents do not care about their children, period. And the one or two that really do care about their children, those kids are not in those schools. The parents are making whatever sacrifice they need to make to educate their children. The Daily Mail is reporting, just think about that, $50 billion to do nothing. And they're going to get it. Why? They get it They have a loser of a mayor. They have nobody to say no to them. They're going to get what they want. And if you don't do it, they're going to call you racist. And you're really going to be on the run then. The Daily Mirror is reported, NBC reported in September 2023 that Chicago Teachers Union Stacey Davis Gates has been sending her son to a prestigious private Catholic school. Watch this from the Daily Mail. Yeah. Oh, there's another white. Oh, okay. Nothing white. But they're reporting that she's sending her son to a private school. She's not letting her kids go to those bad schools. She's just the president of the union, teachers' union. She put her kids first. Amazing, huh? If ever we need a grandpa to tell us about the good old days, it is now. But you know what? The beauty about this, you have a choice. It's not like you're stuck. But you got to take control of your own life and not let anyone else control your life. Not let anyone control your life. Oh, we showed a photo of this woman, huh? With her little private boy going to a private school. Did we show that video? That photo of that? Oh, you did not? Huh?
I don't have it.
Oh, you don't have it. Okay. This is from Federalist. Last school year, the district spent more than $21,000 per student, above the national average, and only 21% of the school eighth graders were proficiency readers. Right now, Chicago Public School deliver terrible results at a very high cost. What a mess. It's getting worse. But they want billions of more dollars, $50 billion to be exact. Why? For what? So you ask, well, what do they want with that much money? Why do they want that much money? According to the Federalist, the list of demands require schools to have at least, just listen to this, what they're doing with the money there in Chicago, according to this report. The list of demands requires every school to have at least one sex-neutral restroom. At least one sex-neutral restroom. I mean, I guess you can go to any bathroom you want. Every counselor and social worker to undergo training on LGBTQ plus issues. Everybody got to go through the training. On LGBTQ plus issues. It also specifies that no union member may be compelled. No union member may be compelled to tell the student's parents when the student rejects his her own sex. So if your son or your daughter decide, you know what, I just feel like a girl or a boy today, they're not required to tell the parents now. In this new deal, don't tell the parent about it. Don't let the parents know. Next thing you know, you're taking hormone pills or whatever they give you. But you cannot tell the parents. And watch how the parent will still send their children to the school. So I'm fine with that. The parent don't care. And why do you feel bad for somebody else's child? They don't feel bad. Why do you feel bad? Why do you feel bad? Grandpa, tell the devil gone crazy. The devil gone crazy. And here's something that's really common from CBS. A former school teacher, a former school music teacher in Lawrence County is the second teacher in the school's music department to face charges of alleged inappropriate relationship with a student. Watch this from CBS.
A music teacher charged with having an inappropriate relationship with a student. And that teacher replaced another music teacher 2 years ago who also allegedly had a relationship with a student.
Right. Olivia Ortz replaced the music teacher here at Wilmington Area School District 2 years ago after he lost his job for alleged inappropriate relationships with several students.
As soon as it was discovered, it was reported to Childline. It was reported to us.
Police were alerted to a possible romantic relationship between then-choir director Olivia Ortz and a 17-year-old student by the high school principal in April. The month-long investigation, police say, turned up a treasure trove of evidence to support the claim, including text messages, a love letter, and overnights here at Ortz's home while her husband was out of town. We went to Ortz's parents' home in Hermitage, where she is staying, and knocked on the door. Her father greeted us.
Is she home?
She's home. She's no comment.
Okay. Would you like to make a comment, sir?
Not at all.
Amazing. But the parents still send their children there. So why do you care that the parents still send their children? They don't care. Oh, I feel so bad for the children. You're lying. No, you don't. It's just a thrill. You don't feel that bad. It's just a thrill. It's amazing to me that parents don't love their children. And especially the mother, they'll tell you right away how much they love the kids. They're lying. They don't. They don't. An expert, this is from the New York Post. New York Post, female teacher. Female teachers who sexually abuse their students are an alarming new trend across the country. A clinic psychologist delves into the psyche of these women, with some as old as 44 preying on children as young as 8 grades. Watch this from the New York Post. After this break, I'm told it's a break. We'll take a quick break. When I come back, I'll finish that story and your phone calls. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. What the? I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Amazing. The Hake Report is coming up at 11 a.m. this morning. The Hake Report is from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. TheHakeReport.com. And James Hake is on fire. And at 12 and at 11 a.m., Joy of Friday TV. He black. At 11 a.m. Monday through Thursday. And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Energy. Through the roof. Given to him by God. At 12 noon. All right. So I want to get to this last story about what's happening in the country. And we reported on there was a teacher in Lauren County, a school teacher that was, I guess, hanging out with some kids there. And it's not uncommon now. I'm not surprised either. But this expert tried to explain what's really going on. This is from the New York Post. Female teachers who sexually abuse their student are an alarming new trend across the country. Clinical psychologist delves into the psyche of these women. How about crazy? As old as 44, preying on children as young as eighth grader. Watch this from the New York Post.
We're seeing more women who are being arrested for these crimes. In the past, women were not arrested. It may very well be that this has been going on for a much longer period of time, but now that we're arresting the women, we're seeing this phenomenon. These are women who are married. These are women who are dating. These are women who have children. These are women who may have been divorced, and they are trying to recreate something in their mind to bring them back to a childhood situation where they had their first sexual arousal and emotional arousal. But you do have the authority of the teacher over the student. It's a very powerful one. The child may look adult, they may have fully developed genitals, but they are not equipped to deal emotionally with the relationship of falling in love or falling into sex with a teacher. All of the teachers I have been involved with in my practice, their marriages ended, the children took sides, and people treated the teacher as a monster. Many of them get hospitalized psychiatrically or put on heavy medication. Many of these teachers are good teachers, and they're never going to practice again, and they have to give up their license to practice. It's horrible what people can do when a lust relationship becomes associated with attachment.
Amazing. What a dumb guy, huh? Can you get any dumber? Can you get any dumber than that? This is evil, folks. And evil control women in the same way that it does men. As a matter of fact, because the evil comes through the woman, she's more likely to be controlled by it than the male. But all are controlled by evil until you overcome it. This is evil. This is spiritual. This is evil influencing these women to do this. They have not overcome evil. That's all it is. You must return to the fathers. There's none of that other mess you've been talking about. But he has a degree. Intellectuals are evil. They're blind. Whether it's whatever intellectual, they're evil. Ladies, y'all need to forgive and return to the Father and you'll be fine. You'll be in control. Nothing else but that. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and wickedness and evil in high places. It's evil. It's nothing else. It makes you think and do the things that you would normally do because you're not in control. Not one human being on this side of heaven is in control of their own life. If any human being tell you that they are in control of their own life, no matter Christian, non-Christian, Jew, Gentile, Allah, Allah, no matter who, they're lying to you. They're not in control of anything. Never has been, never will be, ain't gonna be, can't be. These women have hatred in their hearts, and it's driving them nuts. Drop the anger, you could be free. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Helen, a first-time caller out of Florida. Helen, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Helen.
So, this is my first time, obviously, calling, and my husband is a
welcome.
Huge fan of you. He loves your show. He ordered your book. He is grateful that you signed it. And I'm curious to ask you a question about, so my husband, we had our first child, but he had three boys from his previous marriage. So he's, you know, by default, he's an alpha. He makes boys. However,
come a little closer to your phone. Stay close to your phone for me, Helen.
Okay. So by default, my husband's an alpha because he makes boys.
Real man made boys first.
Exactly. And he made four, and we have a beautiful child.
So you must be really happy.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely. Now, my husband has a tendency to, he's an alpha, you know, I'm submit to him. He makes decisions. You know, when we're out and about, he's the head of the household for sure. However,
is he the head of you?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
However, when he's on the beta juice, then he's not.
On the beta juice?
Yes.
What's that?
That's what I call, that's alcohol.
Oh, okay.
So whenever he drinks even a couple of beers, he becomes emotional. And he goes to these extremes where it's like all or nothing, you know, thinking and he not that he becomes fanatical, but there are moments that he will fixate on certain things and it's like, okay, I do have to like bring him back and say, okay, stop. And usually what I'll do is I'll say, I won't say anything at that moment. I'll wait till he's like off the beta juice, like the next day or that night. And then I'll give him a pointer and then he's like, okay, I get it. So I figured if I could ask you, what are some, because he loves your show and I understand the principles and I get it. But sometimes it's like for him with, you know, alcohol, he thinks like he's like entitled to it, or he thinks like it's okay to drink it. You know, I deserved it. But at the same time, if it's not bringing anything positive into your life, then why drink it?
And so your question for me is what?
How could I communicate that to my husband?
By working on yourself and not trying to communicate that to him.
Okay.
Are you working on yourself?
Absolutely.
And you have gone and forgiven your mother?
Absolutely.
How did that go for you?
It went well. She felt bad of some of the things that happened in my childhood. And I was able to be at peace with how things went and move forward from it.
So you were able to forgive her?
Absolutely.
And how about with your father?
Absolutely, with my father. I actually did it with both, because there was a 6-month period, Jesse, where my husband kept saying, you need to forgive your mom, you need to forgive your dad. And I'm like, okay, well, you need to stop the beta juice. And then, of course, like you said, and you're right, and no matter what I tell him, it's not going to change. Like, it's going to have to be from his end. I can't tell him to stop drinking.
Why are you even bothered by what he's doing at all? Why are you bothered by it?
Because why am I bothered by it?
Yes.
He's had situations that affected both of us and now our child. And it comes to a point where I can ignore it. And if he doesn't see the consequences from what his choices are, then something's going to have to give.
But why are you bothered by him doing that?
Because financially, it causes situations.
Meaning that he's not able to take care of you?
Well, no, he's able to take care of me. But you know, when there are big consequences from drinking that causes you to have limitations to be able to drive, then that's a concern.
And so, like, without going all into what he's doing, what you're saying is that, let's say he drunk driving, right?
Okay, let's say drunk driving.
And he get caught, and now he can't drive for a while.
Right.
And now he has to figure out how to get to work, right?
Right, right.
And so why not let him just figure it out and not you get involved in it?
That's true. I can let him figure it out and not get
involved. That was a question. Why not just let him do that, since he brought that up on himself? And that way
Because I'm a fixer.
I'm sorry?
Because I'm a fixer. I fix everything. I'm that's what I'm known for. I'm known to find solutions.
And so what? What did you say?
I'm a therapist.
Oh. Oh, no wonder.
Oh, no wonder.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. I mean, I get it.
So why not just back off? He's providing for you. He's taking care of his family.
Yeah.
He's working on this issue. Why not just back off and work on you?
Yeah. That's true.
No, that was a question.
No, that was it. I wanted to talk and let you know.
But why not just work on you?
Why not just work on me? I mean, I have been working on me. Like, that's not.
But if you're working on you, how do you have time to pay attention to what he's doing?
Because I always find time to fix other things. That's just my mentality. That's how I've always been, is not just, you know, with me, like, I'm focusing on me, but I can also, like, I can acknowledge what's going on around me, and especially people that I care about, people that are directly impacting my life.
But you don't really care about him.
Okay.
Because if you cared about him, you would leave him alone and let him work his life out. You work your life out, and then you guys have an amazing relationship. You don't care about him. It just feel good to play God with other people's lives.
I mean, yeah. I can see how it can be seen like I'm playing God, but...
You are. You're totally playing God. You're all in everybody else's business.
Okay. Yeah.
So you are you seeing a therapist?
I am seeing a therapist, actually.
So you are a therapist too, and you are seeing a therapist?
I saw a therapist. Well, I have been. Last time I saw him was last year.
But you are a therapist, right?
I am.
And then you seeing another therapist?
It's because there was some stuff going on. I was pregnant, and my husband made some decisions too because of the beta juice that I let him kind of do his own thing. And it wasn't really me seeing a therapist. I was actually doing all the work. I mean,
here's what I recommend for you, Helen. You got to back off your husband and just work on your life.
Okay.
Because your life is in a mess right now.
Yeah.
And you're trying to play God, trying to fix your husband and everybody else, but your life is in a shamble. You're in hell right now.
Yeah.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I am.
Every morning and night?
Every morning and night.
Well, take your eyes off your husband and just work on you.
Okay, sir.
All right?
Yes.
Let me know how it goes.
I will let you know how it goes, Jesse. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. You cannot fix another person's life. Hang it up. You can't even fix your own life. I'm trying to get, James, I'm trying to respond to you, but my machine won't work well. You can't fix your own life. Not one human being can fix their own life. Isn't that amazing? Not one. Let me go to Greg out of Florida. Greg, welcome to the show. You on the air. Hey, Greg. Greg, hold on. Okay, I'm going to put Greg back on hold.
Hello?
Oh, now I can hear you, Greg. Go ahead.
Sorry about that, Jesse.
No problem. I got you.
I was goofy. I'm kind of goofy, and I hit the mute button on my phone. Exactly. So my question was, I'd asked Sean, the first question I have is, when you start waking up and you start to see the truth, like you said, you just see it and you don't try to control, you know, just because you see something now that God's showing you, you know, Satan to get busy and say, okay, now that you know that, Greg, you need to do this, and you need to do this. And I can stop doing that, but it's almost like sometimes it's been such a habit for so long in my life that I'm wondering if that'll go away, that habit of trying to do it, and I'm constantly pulling myself back and going, okay, don't do that. He's trying to deceive you again so that you'll think you're smart enough to make your own decisions. And you can fix this when you know you can't. So then, you know, two or three days ago, and I'll do good. And then, you know, all of a sudden, you'll start slipping back in that because he's going, okay, now that Jesse said this or now that you saw this, you know, you need to do this. You know, and he's so sneaky with that.
So your question for me is what?
Will that get better? I mean, will that start to... where you don't have to constantly pull yourself back to the present, will that start getting better and better?
I don't quite understand the question, Greg.
So, let me see if I can break it down easier. So, you know, Satan's constantly deceiving you, trying to, even though God reveals something to you, he'll deceive you and tell you to do this now, or trying to make you think you can intellectually figure it out, right?
Okay.
So if he's doing that, well, that, and you for so many years think that that's you and that you can do something to make it easier on yourself, will that slowly get better the more you just watch it? Will that slowly get better with him, Satan, get less with trying to deceive you on that?
Yeah, of course, if you stop listening to those thoughts okay. And just watch them and do nothing else but watch them, He's going to have to leave you alone. He will have to depart from you eventually. And the only reason that it's taken as long as it is because you still believe the thought. You still believe the lie.
Yes, sir. Well, I can see that now. But I've done, you know, I've lived in my imagination for so long. It's become such a habit that I'm coming out of it. I am. But sometimes you almost get sucked back in because you think you are your imagination. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So I was wondering.
You saying that you still believe at times that you are your thoughts?
Yes.
And why?
Because I hadn't completely over.
Why do you believe it?
Because it feels like me. Because that's all I've known for so long is I thought that was me. And I've known that. I've believed the lie for so long thinking that it's me that it's, like you said before, it's hard not to believe the lie.
When
so
you say
I can
it,
see it for a while and then it comes back.
When you say it feels like you, how does it feel like you if it's not you?
Because it's my voice. It sounds just like me.
But that's not your voice, though.
Exactly. And I know that, but I'm saying I've believed the lie for so long that still sometimes I feel like, you get drawn back into that, and then you have to come back, like you said, to the present.
Right.
And realize, okay, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if you have to go in and out of those thoughts 1,000 times, do it until you have to do it no more.
Okay, that makes sense. That's all I was wondering.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Yes, sir. I don't miss it ever.
Good. Yeah, but...
And,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, my second question was...
But let me just say this. Now, don't forget your thoughts.
Okay. Yep.
But again, just watch... I want to encourage you to get to a point that you just watch those thoughts. All you need to do is watch them, and yet go on with your day and just watch them and do nothing else about them, and then the spirit of the Father would destroy the devil. He would get rid of them.
So when you're seeing the thoughts, that's the spirit of God allowing you to see the hell in you.
100%.
So, and, you know, sometimes, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, and I'm sure it has, sometimes, you know, the thoughts come on and there's so many coming in, you almost can't be in the present of what's going on because the thought, you're watching the thoughts and they're so fast, you know. Sometimes they're not, and then sometimes he just pours it on to where your mind's racing so fast you can't even comprehend nothing.
But if you're practicing being aware of them all the time, that will become easier and easier. That wouldn't, after a while, that would be no problem either.
Say
you're not catching them.
Exactly. And you said the longer I watch them, the faster I'll be to catch them when they come on?
Yes.
Okay.
The more you watch them, the more you will catch them. And the more you catch them, you will catch them before they have an effect on you emotionally. And then they'll start to become less and less and less until eventually it will be no issue.
And it's so true that you can't have a feeling without the thought. I mean, as soon as you get, gives you a wicked thought, all of a sudden your body will get a feeling like you feel scared or terrified or nervous or your heart will speed up.
Greg, can you hold for me?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. 888-7753-773. A quick break. 2 more hours to go. Hank is coming in with the hate news. Not the fake news. I'll be back. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Rage to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. By the way, it's Female Monday, May 6th, AD 2024. The lines are, where's one line open, guys? The lines are not full. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back to your calls. And we will get to your super chats, including a couple that Hake missed from Friday's show, I do believe. Yes, indeed. Over on the DLive crew. Brown eggs, like people, are just more costly. CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, reports or asks, why do brown eggs cost more than white eggs? Not to be confused with egg whites. We're talking about white-shelled eggs. Contrary to popular belief, CNN claims there is zero difference in eggs' nutritional value. No difference based on the color of their shell. Rather, brown eggs carry a premium because it costs more to keep hens well-fed to produce the brown variety. Some breeds, such as white leghorn chickens, lay eggs with white shells, and other breeds, such as Rhode Island Reds, lay eggs with brown shells. It has a lot to do with the chicken feed, says one farmer person. The chickens that produce them tend to eat more. Huh, who knew? Some of you guys may have known. Campus protests, degenerate. CNN reports graduation ceremonies took place at colleges and universities over the weekend as administrators grappled with pro-Palestinian protests at the University of Michigan. Banners with opposing messages flew overhead and protesters were removed during the school's main graduation ceremony on Saturday. At USC, University of Southern California, down in the ghetto, which had canceled their main graduation event, police on Sunday cleared out another protest encampment, kind of like a homeless encampment, except maybe even worse, maybe. Meanwhile, some students at Princeton University launched a hunger strike. Those things never made sense to me, saying they would refrain from all food and drink except water until their demands were met. Oh, Lord. I'm guessing they're going to play chicken. I mean, they're going to cry uncle. So far, no schools have agreed to divest fully from companies doing business in Israel. Have they agreed to divest partially? A demand that student protesters have commonly rallied for across the country. What a mess. Speaking of Gaza drama, meanwhile, in the Middle East, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports Israel's military has told people in eastern Rafah, I think it's like 100,000 or so, to evacuate immediately, a day after the country's defense minister told troops in Gaza to expect intense action in the city in the near future. Residents and so-called displaced people in eastern Rafah are in a state of panic after the Israeli military issued that evacuation order, according to reporters in the region. Aid agencies have been warning Israel against launching a full-scale ground invasion in Rafah, saying, quote, any ground operation would mean more suffering and death, unquote, for the 1.2 million displaced Palestinians sheltering in and around the Gaza Strip's southernmost city, so said aid groups. This comes as northern Gaza is already experiencing a full-blown famine, they report, rapidly spreading across the Gaza Strip, so warned the World Food Program, two M's and an E at the end, program, warned over the weekend. What a mess. Severe weather in America. More than 25 million people in the South and Central Plains are under severe storm threats today, says CNN. Search and rescue teams in parts of Texas are patrolling cities and neighborhoods for people stuck in the water after at least 200 people were rescued from homes and vehicles in Harris County. That's in Texas, I guess. Rainfall amounts in the region have been huge over the past week. Some areas picking up 2 months' worth of rain in just 5 days. Dozens of tornadoes have hit the panhandle of the Gulf Coast. And it's been a softball-sized hail and all kinds of stuff in East Texas. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
Hello.
stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved. There's two lines open at 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. My brand new biblical question. It's a doozy. I didn't respond to the biblical question last Sunday. I heard different feedback and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, brand new biblical question for this week. What is real power? You know, I hate got real power. What is real power? Real power, what is it? It is an amazing question. So you know how Hank had the good hair, right? Real power. What the? What is real power? If you're busy and about and you want to hear the show while you're doing whatever you're doing, stalking the campuses around the country, attacking the Jew kids, or attacking white people, telling them to get out. You're not a part of this movement. They don't like white people anyway, they say. Or whatever you're doing, you can be listening to the show by calling the listen line at 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. You can podcast the show as well, folks. All right, you can podcast. Also, to donate, and I'm going to get to your super chat, to donate and read your comments out loud, have them read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday, we take all calls. But ladies, if they're first on the line on Mondays, Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with their babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Yeah. Hassan, does she say let women take over? Is that what she says?
I think so.
Yeah, I keep catching what she's saying. Oh, Sean said, yeah, let women take over. Satan said, let the women take over. And you let the devil do it. What a mess. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. I want to go quickly back to Greg. And Greg, I know you had a second thought. You want to ask me about a question about it, I mean.
Yes, sir. My second question was, in your opinion, do you see why nowadays are people so into saying please and thank you? I mean, it's almost they're more focused on that than they are the conversation. And if you don't say it, they get pissed.
If by saying please and thank you?
Yeah, like my exes, you know, they're super rough on my kids, you know, with like if they don't say please or thank you for something, you know, they get angry at them.
Oh,
and I'm just wondering why people do that.
They do it because they try to control the kids by make them worship in there by doing stupid stuff like that. Because if kids want to say that, they will say it naturally. You don't have to beat them into it or if they want. And if the pair have love, they don't need to say thank you. If they're doing something for the kid, they don't need the kid to say thank you. But it's another form of control.
It just makes you sound weak all the time when you're saying, can I please, God, thank you, can you please? And at some point you're like, man, let's just have a conversation. I get tired of this. You know, I didn't grow up that way. My parents never said please or thank you, but you knew they were grateful for you doing something, but they didn't have to tell me. You could just knew it. You know
right.
what I mean?
It's another form of control.
Okay.
That's
well,
all
that makes
it
sense.
Is. It's evil. It's pure evil.
Okay.
Thank you
for taking my call.
How are your kids doing?
Great. I had all three of them this weekend. That was awesome.
Well, good.
Yeah, my oldest boy is starting to come back some.
Right on. Well, that's what happens when you work on yourself and don't let anyone or anything be that important. Everything will work out for you. It'll all be fine.
The more I do the silent prayer and the more I focus on myself, I could see when I've let go of some of that control I was trying to have control over, I can see God sending my kids back to me. I can see they're naturally coming to me.
Absolutely. 100%. One thing we cannot do in life if we want to be free. Now, if you want to be free, it's a different story. You cannot let anyone or anything or anyhow or anybody be more important than seek the kingdom of God. Seeking kingdom of God his right way. That all has to matter to you more than anything else. And then you'll be fine.
Well,
you cannot put anyone or anything before that.
Yeah, because my son, when he comes back to me now, you know, sometimes, you know, if I don't give him away, he's made the threat of saying, well, if you don't, I'm not coming back next weekend. And I told him, that's okay. If you want to come back, you're always welcome. If you don't, I understand, and no hard feelings.
That's right. Absolutely.
And the more I say that, and I can see that I'm not trying to control it, and I can also see that by focusing on doing what's right, that I won't have to teach him how to act. He'll get it from me because I know how to act now.
Absolutely, man. Everything is with you and with us. It starts with the individual first.
You can't teach somebody how to act. They have to see it. And I understand that now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's by example.
Thanks for making my call, buddy.
Christ taught us by example. He was
an
example. And those that followed that example done fine.
Well, that's the thing you were talking about one day when you were talking about going to church and preachers. They talk all this good stuff, but then you look in their lives and they're evil as we are.
They're afraid.
But they act like they're holy.
Yeah, they're afraid. Their wives are running all over them.
Exactly.
The kids out of control. They have no love.
My dad told me the other day he went back to church and he was talking about his preacher or something. And I like the guy, but you can tell he is a weak dude.
Yeah.
And my dad was talking about he's good this and good that. And I said, Dad, I like him as a person, and I think he's a nice man. But he's weak.
Boo!
Exactly.
Amazing.
Why are we naturally attracted to strong, Jesse, and resent weakness? Why is that?
Because you're weak.
I'm attracted to strong. Like when I hear Trump talk and see him on stage and I can see he's not angry or afraid, I'm attracted to that. But when I see these angry Democrats or somebody mean or going after somebody, I don't want it.
But you're only attracted to Trump because you're weak.
Exactly.
And that's why people are attracted to strong people because they're weak.
Yes, sir.
But if you were strong, you would like with me with Donald Trump, I absolutely respect him. And I watch how he deal with the issues of life, but that's about it. I'm not trying to be like him. I'm not doing it. I don't feel sorry for him or not sorry for him. But I just see how he deal with the issues of life. And that way I can grow. But if I try to take on the way he deal with life or see him and worship him, then I will not grow.
And I understand. I'm not trying to be like him. I'm just naturally attracted to people that stand up for good.
But if you were not weak, you wouldn't be attracted to men, people who stood up for good.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Because Trump is dealing with his life. He's dealing with the issues of life. And his issues has nothing to do with me or you or anyone else. And then Greg from Florida dealing with his issues of life, spiritual matter. And Jesse Peterson dealing with his spiritual matter. Each individual is dealing with their own issues. And just that's all to it. You just got to deal with your own issue. And wish everybody well, but you can't. Trump is dealing, he's at a point where his life requires getting stronger, dealing with the devil even more so, and learning more about himself and his relationship with God. And I'm not at that point yet that I'm aware of, you know? And so I'm watching Donald Trump, but I'm also keeping my eyes on myself so I can grow.
Good for you. Absolutely. I agree. Yes, sir. Well said.
Amazing.
All right, sir. Y'all have a good day. Thanks for taking my call.
Good to hear from you, Gray.
Yes, sir. Same to you.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Brenton? Brenton,
yep.
From Canada. Brenton, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well, sir.
Good. I'm just calling because I know you're a Christian, and a lot of people who listen to you are Christians. And I just wanted to let everyone know that the ministry that I've been listening to, they have prophets and dreamers and visionaries they've been watching for years. And now they've put a date on a cataclysmic event that may start the tribulation on May 25th.
They're doing what now?
They've put a date on a prophetic event of asteroids hitting the Earth on May 25th, for Christians, from Christian prophets.
So they said that the Earth is going to hit. What's going to happen?
Asteroids are going to hit the Earth starting May 25th.
And how do you know?
I don't know. So, like the Bible says, dreams, prophets, and visions.
But how do they know that, though?
Because these people have been predicting it for years, saying, hey, we're getting visions of this happening. And now, in the recent couple weeks, they've now been told the date in their visions, I guess.
And do you believe them?
Well, yes, because of what I've learned from them. And
do you believe them?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
I just want to warn people.
Why do you believe it? These people have been facing these predictions ever since mankind existed.
Right.
So why do you believe it?
Because God has been also fulfilling prophecies since the beginning of mankind.
Like what?
Like Jesus' birth, like
what?
Cyrus, like Jesus' birth was proclaimed by a lot of different prophets before he was born, and like Cyrus.
And so you literally believe that some rocket? I don't really know what you said. What
rocks, not rockets. Oh. Rocks. you know what? CNN may tell you it's aliens attacking them, but
what?
It's actually. I said CNN may tell you it's aliens attacking, but it's going to be rocks coming from space that land in the Atlantic Ocean, start a whole bunch of cataclysmic earthquakes. That's why I was warning Christians and you guys, because you guys have been talking about moving off of California's coast for a while, and you may want to take it to God in your silent prayer and find out.
Amazing. That's crazy.
Amazing. I know. It sounds crazy, right?
But did God tell you he was going to do that?
Yes.
Oh, God told you.
Sure, yeah.
So you want to know people that are the people predicting something like that?
No, just through these things and different studies in the Bible and looking at the prophecies.
So you literally saying that God told you there are going to be some rocks falling out of the sky into the ocean?
Yeah, and to stand up and let people know.
When did God tell you that?
Looking ridiculous.
When did God tell you that?
This morning for the last time. I was like, hey, you better call in and warn these guys. And I
said, are you joking?
No, I'm not joking.
And so why would God tell you but nobody else?
Well, why would he tell Isaiah and nobody else? Like,
why did God tell you and nobody else?
I don't know. Am I God?
Well, but
I can't. But, I can't tell why God put something on my heart.
He didn't tell Shar.
He didn't. No, he didn't.
So no, why would God, and Shar is a son of God, why would God warn you but not his son?
Well, he's not warning just me. I mean, the ministry I listen to is called Unleavened
Bread.
That
is crazy. Don't believe that from that. That's a nutcase.
You can call them a nutcase, me a nutcase. But
that is a nutcase.
I guess May 25th.
All right.
May 25th.
Thank you, bud. I appreciate it. Amazing. 888-7753. Let me go get hate. Why hate is coming in? Let me go Emmanuel out of Canada. Emmanuel, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's going on?
All is well.
Good, good. Got some wild callers today.
Did you hear about that hate? May 25th, of some rocks. Some rocks going to fall in the sky?
I heard that.
He just said it.
Hey, Jesse, we won't be laughing when they're actually falling from the sky, though.
Amazing. So what's up?
I wanted to talk about, you were talking about the teachers preying on the male students earlier, and it made me think about pornography and how that's really screwed people up. It screwed people up! What do you feel about pornography, man?
I understand what you're saying. It is, but it's screwing people up because it's preventing them from seeing what the real problem inside of them. And so they'll use their drug of choice is pornography, but it's the same drug spirit that people use in different ways, different things to not really face what's happening inside of them.
Yeah.
So and pornography is not the problem. The problem is there's a spiritual issue, and most people are not willing to see that within themselves.
I got you. So I thought, like, what if I had never seen pornography, okay? Because the first time I saw pornography, I was 13 years old. And I just feel like those images, you know, I don't feel like we're supposed to be seeing that, you know?
You're right, but if it had not been that for you, you would have found another drug of choice, something else.
Fair.
Because you're already traumatized already by your mother, and you would have just found something else.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, I just feel like as a young man, well, I guess I'm not that young anymore, but it's just sad because it distorts people's image of what sex is, right? And obviously pornography isn't, well, I don't want to say it's not between a husband and a wife, but often probably not, you know? And even if it was, why are you putting that out there for other people to watch? Like, that's just sick to me, you know? Like, that's supposed to be in the bedroom, in private.
Yeah, they're doing it for the money and the thrill.
Yeah.
Thank you, Emmanuel. So, I appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, man. Okay, keep doing what you're doing.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, peace.
All right. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super.
Super chat.
Some missed super chats from Friday. My bag. Stan 69 with a couple of diamonds. Those anti-Israel people also called Trump Hitler. Everybody was anti-Hitler. Now they are anti-Israel.
Yeah. A warfare between good and evil. What a mess. Thank you.
Aries 1 gave a diamond this past Friday with no message. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's on J.C. Lee Peterson, D Live. Xander is now a member on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, monthly supporter. Says, stay with it.
Amazing. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. What does it mean, the meek shall inherit the earth? Is it similar to when I am weak, then I am strong?
I don't know. That's an interesting question. I don't know. Thank you.
Danny Moore bought a coffee. All right, Jason and the lads. Do you both think it's all right to have the odd whiskey or cigar? Or is having the odd vice like flirting with the devil?
What?
Do you both think it's all right to have the odd whiskey or cigar? Which I take to mean every now and then you have a little whiskey or a cigar. Or is that having that odd vice, he calls it vice, like flirting with the devil?
What's the odd?
I think odd means, I take it to mean, not all the time, not too much.
I don't understand the question. I'm sorry. Do you understand?
Yeah.
He asked you the question, too.
Yeah. I think it's probably all right to have it a little bit. But it's also good not to have it. But it's maybe it's better off not to have it. But I don't think it's bad to have it.
So I don't know. So, but thank you. Sound like hate responded to that.
Yeah.
And Sean telling me it says once in a while.
Once in a while.
Right.
Odd means once in a while.
Oh, I see. I don't know. I don't smoke whiskey. I don't drink whiskey or cigars.
Nice.
So I don't know. I really just don't know. Thank you.
Except for that one time in the Alpha Jerky commercial.
That was commercial.
Ryan bought
and
a coffee.
When at that, I got hungry.
Ryan stopped drinking water all the time. It really helped simplify my life. I don't worry about filling up a water bottle or cleaning it. I just drink water when I'm thirsty. Thanks, Jesse.
Amazing. Isn't that amazing? God made it possible so you to know when you need water for your body. When you're thirsty, that's a clue. But the commercial world said, hey, you need it every day. Walk around with a cat around, drink it all day, blah, blah, blah. And the people fell for it.
Terrible.
What a mess. Thank you.
Sharon over on YouTube, Bond YouTube channel during church, asks, I'm safe and secure living in the present with God?
What?
That's a question. I'm safe and secure living in the present with God? It's not worded like a question, but it has a question mark.
Okay. So are they asking if they are or not?
It sounds like it, but I'm not sure.
I don't understand that. I'm not do you understand the question?
If it is a question, she is asking if she's safe and secure living in the present with God.
But are you saying it's not? Are they making a statement? You're not sure?
It has a question mark at the end.
So are they asking me, are they safe and secure in the presence of God?
Yes, I think so.
Well, if you were in the presence of God, it wouldn't even be a question.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you, Sharon. Make it clear for me. All right? I want to be fair to you. Make it clear.
Don.
Thank you.
Don, Donnie, girl's idea on Rumble yesterday. Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble during Streams Church says amen with
you
the
gotta
Rumble rant.
You got to know how to rumble. Thank you.
Dion M.
Amazing fellowship yesterday. Go to rebuildingaman.com/church.
Dion M. _91 on IG during church says, so good, so simple, not so easy.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you.
The Key bought a coffee. Biblical question answer this week's.
For this week? Let's see here. Sorry. What is real power?
Real, quote-unquote, power is the ability to stand alone.
Interesting. Interesting. I had to put my two cents in on Sunday, but very interesting. Thank you.
Thank you, The Key. Piotr bought five coffees. Oh, yeah, Piotr says, thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. It was amazing finally to call in, and thank you, last Friday show.
Nice.
Heard around the world by everybody and their mama. Much love from the UK. Thumbs up.
Right emoji. On. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee with a fallen state suggestion. Check them out. Make a very interesting guest. Thank you, someone.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Queto. Or Keto. bought a coffee saying, my name is pronounced Keto. It's Spanish. Answer to the biblical question.
In Spanish?
It's Spanish. It's Spanish.
And what is it?
Keto.
Keto.
Yeah.
Keto.
Yes. Answer to the biblical question.
What is real power?
There is no such thing as real power. Just another made-up idea. Thank you for the fellowship Sunday. It was amazing.
It was. Thank you. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday about the biblical question. But you're right. Fellowship yesterday was off the chain, as Joel Friday would say.
Really?
What?
He would say that?
Yeah, I think so. It sounds like something he would say.
Maybe. Challenge.
Didn't it sound like some Joel said off the chain?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Nothing surprises me when it's from Joel. Anymore.
He said that it was popping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chalice, thank you, thank you, Keto.
Thank you.
I keep on calling him Keto, even though he says it. Anyway, Chalice bought a Cash App saying thanks.
Thank you.
Bond JLP on Cash App. So, seven coffees from Soul Conscious. Jesse, church was amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. We did something a little different yesterday. If you didn't see it, make sure you podcast to see it. It was a nice little thing to do differently, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
Chucky V70 is a monthly paying subscriber on Rumble saying wives with hyphenated last name equals beta husband.
A man should never, ever, ever, ever marry a woman with a hyphenated name. Either she take on his name or no name at all. Stay at home.
What if she changes her middle name to be her maiden last name?
No. God said when a man get married, take his wife, fall away from her family and his family and start your family. You're taking some dumb female with somebody's name, another name. That doesn't even make sense. What's the purpose to marry him if she that's stuck on her name?
I agree. So there's Amy Barrett, Marjorie Greene. Yeah, they're not Taylor or Coney.
Uh-uh.
And that's not hyphenated, but those they want to include that maiden name thing in there.
Anything to keep from obeying their husbands. Sick. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Chucky V70. Age of Inversion gave a Rumble rant this morning saying...
You got to know how to rumble.
Answering the biblical question.
What is real power?
Real power is the ability to punish people for talking about the power you supposedly don't have.
Thank you. Interesting. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
That doesn't sound like a serious answer.
It
sounds like a bitter answer. Jealousy. Anyway, Retro Memento bought a Rumble rant. Fake news in Atlanta and Fulton County. Oh, fake news in Atlanta and Fulton County religious leaders declared the whole county has D.A. Fannie's back. Fannie Willis, the one going after Trump.
Oh.
The one who was maybe dating some other guy. I'm a taxpayer's here, and I disapprove of Fannie, also known as Fannie, and all she stands for, proving fake news is fake.
Absolutely. Nobody care about that. What that woman's saying. What the?
Yep.
Amazing. Thank you.
Dawn, with another Rumble rant this morning, says, I had a crush on a teacher, and he was equipped to deal with my normal hormones and let me down gently. I thought I was in love. LOL. Lots of laughs. He was a great teacher.
Nice. Good report. Thank you.
Yeah.
I like that.
DJ bought a coffee. Is it okay to rejoice when noticing the devil trying to impose thoughts onto us? I find myself laughing at the effort of the devil as soon as I catch it. Is it okay, or is this another ego?
It's fine, as long as you see what's going on. Absolutely.
Thank you, DJ.
Dwayne,
Zach, and Scotty bought five coffees. We love Jesse Lee, and today's show is amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest later.
When I come back, your phone call. Let me take a quick break. Your phone call. Back in a moment. Thank you all very much. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Number one, personalized shout-outs. I will do them for you. They're amazing shout-outs, too. Birthday, weddings, anniversaries, encouragement, personalized shout-outs. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, whatever the occasion. And check out the merch, folks. And yes, someone asked me the other day, are we going to eventually have the merch about White History Month? Absolutely. We got some good old stuff coming for you for White History Month. But check out the merch at rebuildingtheman.com/store. Rebuildingtheman.com/store. The amazing Tar Baby is back. He's back. And the hats with the amazing Tar Babies. That's it? Oh, Big Mama Michelle. Big Mama. Eat up all the ribs. What the? And this other star, the great White Hope. White Hope. The great White Hope. Other stuff. Check it out, right? The merch is amazing. And make a donation to Bond. We need your support. Help us to help others. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Rebuildingtheman.com. Let me go to Sophie out of Texas. Sophie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. What's up?
All is well.
That's good. I just wanted to update you real quick.
Okay.
I've been doing the silent prayer, and it's amazing. It blew my mind exactly what you said. And I caught myself, like, doing things without even thinking about it. Like, I was sweeping my back porch, and I was like, dang, did I sweep it already? Or I was like, I already done that. And it's like I'm doing everything without thinking about it anymore. It's like I'm just doing it. And even when I don't feel like doing it, I'm just getting up and getting everything done, and it's so cool. And I'm just highly thankful. Like you've done more than what the psychologists that I've met with in the past. They couldn't do none of that. Like, they didn't talk about forgiveness. They didn't, like, they kept asking me questions about my past, and I'm like, but I'm not there anymore, you know, like,
right.
That's not me,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like, I'm in the now. And so that's what I was trying to focus on. And another thing is, you know,
you gotta be crazy to go to a psychologist or a counselor. Those people have no clue. They have no clue at all.
They really don't. Yeah. And I know I'm not, like, I know I've been told that I was crazy, like, multiple times. And I'm like, why do I have to be crazy to be in the present moment?
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So here's another thing. You know, my dad expired back in 2005, and you know, he would always tell me, you know, just put yourself first. Just, you know, do what you got to do. Don't think about it, you know.
Yeah.
And he was the type of person that just let me do whatever I wanted to do. And he would tell my mom, well, don't tell her anything. She'll figure it out on her own. She'll do what she needs to do. And it's like my mom does the same thing now. Like, she doesn't think about anything. Sometimes I tell her, man, you're so mean. And she's like, no, I'm not mean. I'm just honest, and I'm being real. Like, I'm a realist. I just tell it like it is. And I'm starting to pick that up now, especially since I've been doing the silent prayer. And then another thing. Okay, here's my question. So I'll hear a song on the radio or something will come up on YouTube, and I'm like, dang, I didn't want to hear that song. Or it's like a catchy song, but I can't get it out of my head. And I'm like, dang, how do I get this song out of my head? Like, and then somebody had told me, well, just start singing that Roxanne song. You know that Roxanne song? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's that Roxanne, turn on the red light. You know what I'm talking about? You never heard it?
No.
Okay, well, you got to hear it. It's a catchy song. But they said if you sing that Roxanne song.
Oh, so they told you to go from one catchy song to another one?
I'm sorry, say that again?
They told you to go from one catchy song to another catchy song?
Yeah. Yeah, but so now it's like, I mean, how do I get these songs out of my head? They're not thoughts. Now it's like songs, and it's songs
that
I really.
By not making a big deal, let it pass. No big deal.
It's not a big deal. Okay.
Just let it pass. Okay. Not a big deal.
Okay, letting it pass. Okay, cool. I'm doing that. So yeah, I just wanted to update you that, I mean, everything that you said, it's so real. It's like. I almost feel like I'm in a dream, like it's so surreal because I can't believe that everything that I'm doing, I'm totally working on myself. I'm not even thinking about dating. I don't even think about marriage. I don't think about none of those things. I just, I'm letting the world spin, and I'm living life, and I'm so thankful for you for just being you. So that's pretty much what.
And stay with the prayer, stay with it, stay with it. It's going to be amazing. You haven't seen anything yet.
Oh, man, I can't wait. I can't wait. It's so amazing. You're an amazing person. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Likewise. Take care.
All right now. Amazing. I want to show you this really fast about weak leadership. We have it in America now. You know it. I know it. Everybody and them. And they mama know it. Donald Trump is the only real leader in America today, really. Here's an example of weak leadership from Fox. Columbia University president negotiated with the terrorists. Can you believe that? Watch this from Fox.
Well, first of all, Maria, this is a crisis in higher education, and I want to thank our law enforcement officers. You played the clip of the NYPD. But who has failed are the university presidents. Our law enforcement have done the right thing, bringing security back to these college campuses. But our university presidents, whether it's Columbia, whether it's Harvard, Penn, whether it's UCLA, Michigan, Yale, the list goes on, they have failed to protect Jewish students. They have also failed to condemn anti-Semitism. This is a well-organized entity of far-left Democrat radical groups domestically. It is well-funded, well-organized. But in addition, there is a foreign funding piece that is very important that we get to the bottom of. We need to not allow that foreign funding, and that is going to be an important legislative solution. In addition, any individuals who are part of these pro-Hamas riots or pro-Hamas encampments who are on student visas, those visas need to be revoked, and those individuals need to be deported immediately.
You notice how they have all these females in charge of these schools and government and all that? Nobody care about the mama spirit. The mama spirit was in the home and destroying everything. Why do you think the mama spirit going to work outside of the home? They are putting these females in charge of these universities and jobs and businesses. It's just more of the mama spirit at home. It's not going to get better. They don't even like mama spirit. Why would they listen to her? It's going to only get worse. Satan is putting his children in charge of the government, of the universities, of the family, of the churches, and he's going to rule. He's going to rule on this earth. Now, he doesn't have to rule over you if you take control of your life, but if you don't, he's going to rule over all the rest because he put his devils, his demons in charge, the female spirit. Have you noticed that? Why don't you notice that at least? And then they rejoice about the female taking role, the control of, or taking these roles in these schools. It's not going to help. It's only going to get worse. The females that are out there protesting and the males that are protesting, they don't care about mama. It's the father that they're concerned about. Satan is okay with these. He loves these women taking over. He loves it. There's no authority. He is the authority over them. I would smoke on this if I were you, but do what you want. You're praising these women that they're taking all these control like this, it ain't good. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. It's not the other way around. It's never going to be the other way around. It's not never going to work. And the Christian women say, oh, well, God just use whatever he can. No, he doesn't. He lets you suffer. And you think that is shocking. This is really shocking. This is from the Daily Mail. The shocking moment a Palestinian protester at UCLA tells the counter demonstrator, you're just a white man or a white person. You're just a white person. We don't like white people. As protests continue. Watch this from X.
You're just a white person. You're a white person. Get up. We don't like white people. Free Palestine.
Amazing. White people, you're the most hated species on this side of heaven because you do great things. And they're jealous. Because if they don't like white people, go back to Palestine, wherever they came from, and be free over there. But no, they decided to come to our country. Isn't that amazing? We don't like white people. And believe it or not, there's some dumb white people protesting in the camp with these stupid people. And they don't even like you. That reminds me of when Black Lives Matter was destroying America. They didn't even like black people. Black people had to walk very carefully in the protesters and be careful what they said. But they were out there. What's wrong with white people? I want to see that. Are we able to play that particular song by... This is from the Daily Mail. This is, I say shocking, but not really. Because white people, they let everybody walking all over them. This is from the Daily Mail. This evil female tell, oh, we don't like white people. Don't we come up in here? The shocking moment a Palestinian protester, pro-Palestine protester at UCLA tell a counter-protester, you're just a white person. We don't like white people. As protests continue. Watch it from S again.
You're just a white person. You're a white person. Get up. We don't like white people. Free Palestine.
Isn't that crazy? And look at the stupid systems. Well, they're like white people in the protest. And that, just think about that. She's making clear we don't even like white people, but yet they look like some stupid white kids standing around in the protest. My God, I don't know what happened to the whites. I keep thinking I know, but they have taken the joke too far as long as when it comes to being have fear. What is wrong? I don't know. I just don't know. The worst thing you can have in life is fear. And fear isn't something you can take away from yourself. You can't overcome it, though. It's not a natural state of being. The Great White Hope, Donald Trump response. This is from Citizen Press, Free Press. The Great White Hope, Donald Trump's released a new ad in response to the campus protest. Watch what the Great White Hope had to say. This is from Donald Trump.
While campuses struggle to get control of their students, at UNC Chapel Hill, they are bringing order back. Students restoring the American flag and singing the national anthem.
Patriotic fraternity brothers stepped in and said, "Not today, Hamas."
The group of frat brothers defended the American flag from anti-Israel protesters.
I held the Israeli flag, and they held up the American flag while protesters chanted at us, screamed at us. I was told to kill myself about 50 times, called a white supremacist, a fascist.
Giving us some hope there that not all college students have gone woke.
They should be celebrated for, and what might be more rare is their bravery, their willingness to stand up and exhibit that patriotism.
There are many people that love this country.
I'm very proud of these boys and very, very proud that we have parents that are raising good kids like this in our country.
Yeah. I love America. There are still patriots in this country that actually want to fight and would, you know, sacrifice themselves for this flag, this country.
It's good to know that there's some patriotic young men out there supporting the flag still out there.
Don't bend a knee to these people.
We want Trump. The Great White Hope. Making America great again. Isn't that amazing? The children of the lie, they hate seeing that. They don't understand. Why don't they hate him? Why don't y'all hate him? Hate him. All the stuff we brought down on him. Why don't you hate the Great White Hope? It ain't working. And last but not least, the females love Donald Trump. The females love the Great White Hope. Watch this from my ex.
Thank you so much. We're voting for you. We're rooting.
Thank you.
You went to me.
I love Donald Trump. I want to encourage you, just watch him. Let him go through what he got to go through. And watch. And in the meantime, watch your life and go through your situation, whatever they might be. Overcome. It's a mean, nasty world out there. Human beings are evil. They have no love. But you can be free. You can be free. Isn't that amazing? Let me go to Brent out of California. Brent.
Oh, there it is.
Welcome to the show. You're on the air, Brent.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey.
So, man, I've been watching your fellowship, pretty much tuning in every day. And, man, when you said we were not working on ourselves, that hurt not me, Jesse.
You say what now?
You said during your fellowship, I think it was last Sunday, not this last Sunday, but the Sunday before last.
Uh-huh.
You said with the biblical question, it seems like, and you could be wrong, but you're not really working on yourselves. And so we attended a fellowship, me and my wife, yesterday. And your biblical question, can you ever really know another person?
So let me, one thing at a time right now. You said that last Sunday, you say that you were not working on yourself?
Yes.
And why you were said, not, why you were not
Oh, I'm sorry, Jesse. There's a misunderstanding. You had said, and don't ask the black man to remember, but the Sunday before last, you said, it seems like with the biblical question that you're not really working on yourself.
Oh, I got you. Oh, okay.
Okay.
I got
you. So, man, that hit a nerve with me.
And why?
I'm like, what? Because I was thinking to myself, even kind of like the woman in church, she's like, what do you mean I'm not working on myself? I'm staying in the silent prayer. I'm trying to stay conscious. I'm thinking about your biblical question. But it was during yesterday's fellowship.
But that, why were you moved by that last Sunday, though, before last Sunday? Why were you moved by that statement?
I'm getting to that.
Oh, okay.
So it happened yesterday that I realized, or, you know, it dawned on me, oh, my gosh, I'm really not working on myself. Because my wife was raised by her father. And she said to me, she said something really profound to me about your biblical question, can you ever really know another person? No, you can't, because you're not God. And she was saying, man, I kept waiting for somebody to say that response yesterday in the fellowship. No, you cannot know another person, because you are not God. You're trying to play God, and actually all the hell in your life is, and I'm saying this, you know, my wife didn't say that.
But, right.
I can realize every single time I try to play God, my life is hell. You think you want the promotion, you think you want to be this, you want to be that, you're reaching, you're striving, your life's going to be hell. So can I answer this week's biblical question? You want to ask it again?
What is real power?
Letting go. Let go and let God. If God is the most powerful being in the whole universe, and he knows what is best for your life, just let go. Let go of all thoughts. Let go of all this mess.
Wait a minute. I appreciate that, Brent. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you for that, buddy.
Awesome. Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Yep.
You too, buddy. You too. I got to take a quick break. One more hour to go. Hake is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. One line open at 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment.
Listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and his love. It's going to be amazing, man.
We're taking a bath.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Female Monday, May 6th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back to your calls, and we'll get to the rest of the Super Chats and more great stuff after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He's back Monday through Thursday, 11 to 12 Pacific time. That's 1 to 2 Central, 2 to 3 Eastern. American Anchor Baby right after him at noon Pacific, 2 Central, 3 Eastern, until 2 p.m. Pacific time. American Anchor Baby on YouTube, Rumble, Gorgonzola on DLive and elsewhere. Twitch, even. The 2024 Met Gala, whatever you call it, is today. Stars, quote unquote, will soon showcase a plethora of bold and outlandish and no doubt vulgar outfits at the Met Gala, in New York City. CNN is all into the New Year's theme, this year's theme, the Garden of Time. Rest in peace, Bernard Hill. British actor, English actor, Bernard Hill, or Bernard Hill, I don't know, best known for his supporting roles in Titanic as the captain or something like that, and the Lord of the Rings trilogy. He was in Return of the King and others back in the early 2000s. Titanic was in the mid-late 90s. His family announced that on Sunday he died at the tender age of 79, gone too soon. In the hit 1997 film Titanic, the overhyped one, this Bernard Hill man played the ship's captain, Edward Smith. He also appeared in two parts of the Lord of the Rings trilogy as Theoden, King of Rohan. So rest in peace, Bernard Hill. Communist May Day in China, 295 million trips that people made in mainland China within the country. During the five-day May Day holiday. Isn't May Day a communist fake holiday from hell? It ended on Sunday. The Ministry of Culture and Tourism said that. Still, data shows many travelers cut back on their spending, a sign that consumption in the world's second-largest economy remains sluggish. Everybody's doing poorly because our greatest president's not in charge of the world. Mass coral bleaching, heat waves. Quote, what is happening now in our oceans is like wildfires underwater. That's this research scientist woman, I guess woman, Kate Quigley, stated, according to CNN, describing the mass coral bleaching event in Australia's Great Barrier Reef. Bleaching occurs when marine heat waves put corals under stress, causing them to expel algae from their tissue, draining their color. The corals are casualties of surging ocean temperatures that smashed records in the past year. What a mess. And that's that propaganda to make you do globalist socialism in the name of climate change, maybe. Anyway, House Speaker drama. This is empty drama. House Speaker Mike Johnson, the Christiany Christian rhino, could face a vote over his ouster this week. A pivotal moment that presents a major leadership test for the Louisiana Republican. Or is he a Republican? Remains to be seen, I guess. Even though he's expected to prevail, Democrats said they will likely vote to kill the effort led by GOP Representative Marjorie Greene. They call her Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm shaking my head. Of Georgia, effectively ensuring Mike Johnson won't lose his job. Even if the vote fails as expected, it still threatens to set up a major showdown on the House floor and intensified divisions set up at among House Republicans, right, who control a razor-thin majority in the House. Some hardline so-called conservatives have been highly critical of Johnson's speakership, particularly after he helped pass a major foreign aid package with assistance for Ukraine last month, maybe with the blessing of Trump. I don't know. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Mm-hmm. have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the men. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. Believe it or not, the third hour is amazing. You can get involved. There is one line at 888-77-5373-888-77-JESSE, JESSE. Brand new biblical question, and it's a doozy. Brand new biblical question. What is real power? What is real power? Isn't that amazing? What is real power? I hear a lot about real power. Power! Power! What is it? What is it? To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. buymeacoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Or JLP on Cash App. JLP on Cash App. And y'all are busy, and a lot of you are protesting, whatever you're doing, fighting one another. Everybody is joining forces on one side or the other, and nobody gonna win. But at least the fun of pretending that you're gonna win. So if you, whatever you're doing, you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. It's Monday. It's the third hour on Monday. Every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Yeah.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. So my experts are coming in, and I have a question for them as they're coming in. While they are, I'm going to take a couple of calls while they're on their way in. It's a very Mamma Mia. Hola, Cecilia. Gracias. Interesting question. I want to hear from them about this. And while I'm waiting, I want to go to Colin out of Tennessee. Colin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you today?
All is well. How you doing?
Nice. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much. So, I mean, I could talk to you for days, I guess. I'd say maybe I can answer the biblical question real quick.
What is real power? What's real power?
I would say surrender.
Surrender?
Yes. being able to surrender, allow God's will to happen.
Being able to surrender to allow God's will to...
Being able to surrender to allow God's will to happen.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that. I want to respond, but I got to wait until Sunday. Amazing.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I did have one other thing, I guess.
Okay.
I just thought it was funny about the counselors earlier. I tried to share like just the whole idea with a friend of mine who's a counselor. I never got counseling with him, but when I showed him, like, and this kind of goes back to like the stuff that's been going on. I hear it a lot in the show, and I called up once before about sharing stuff with people and like, you know, how you shouldn't do it, right?
Right.
Yeah. But I guess that's interesting with counselors. Like, I guess it's just a bunch of folks, a lot of them, not everyone, I suppose. Not all, but...
Not all, but most.
Most. Yeah. But, anyway. Yeah. But yeah, he thought that your message, he just responded back in one word, dangerous. when I shared the idea that you should apologize to your mother. And the week before that, he had told me that his mother had slapped him in the face and blamed him for all sorts of stuff. Like, basically, it traumatized her son terribly.
Yes.
He's a counselor, giving marriage counseling and whatnot. Mess.
What a mess. Did you remind him that his mama smacked him in the face?
Like you said, don't push too hard. Don't try to proselytize too much.
Yeah.
You know, let them live in their hell, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
But it's amazing. It's kind of wild. I've noticed, like, listening on other platforms and stuff. It's almost like I hear people say, nice. I say that so much now. Nice. My wife will say something terrible. Nice.
Nice. Amazing. Not like Joel.
I think you should make a t-shirt. I think I'll buy 100 of those t-shirts.
Yeah.
It just says, nice.
Good idea. On it. Thank you. Well,
I'll buy 100 of them.
Wow. Remember you said that.
Okay, I'll finally contribute. I'll buy 100 of those.
Nice.
I'll pass them out. I'll pass them out.
Okay.
For free.
Absolutely, man. Well, I appreciate it.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Amazing. 888-7753-773. So before I go back to the phones and your super chats, I want to get a response. And just FYI, so you all know out there in the radio world, I have not discussed this with my producer or anyone else. I just heard about this. Then I remember hearing about this more. My producer may have put it in the packet last week. I'm not sure. But I have not discussed it with him or anyone. And so I thought, let me get my experts on this one. And I want to hear what they have to say about it first. This is, as far as I'm concerned, I could be wrong, but as I'm concerned, it's another attack on white people. But we'll see. This is from Fox. New and heartbreaking video shows how far a father pushes his 6-year-old son during a grueling workout. It shows a heartbreaking video of how far a father pushes his 6-year-old son during a drooling workout. Huh?
Grueling.
Yeah, grueling workout. Watch this from Fox. What the?
Now, new and heartbreaking video shows how far a father pushed his six-year-old son 2 weeks before the child's death. This surveillance video from a gym was introduced in court as evidence. It's from 2021. It shows Christopher Gregor putting his son, Corey Miklo, through a grueling treadmill workout. The child can barely be seen above the machine. His dad allegedly put him on the torturous workout because that father said he was too fat. Corey can be seen trying to keep up with the pace of the treadmill before falling off several times, with his father forcing him to get back on the machine. Before dying, Corey suffered several bruises. His father is now charged with killing him and still blames the child's death on pneumonia. Corey's autopsy says he died from blunt force injuries with cardiac and liver contusions with acute inflammation and sepsis. When you see this case and you see the results of the autopsy, does it look like the father caused his death?
Just looking at that video, my answer is yes.
You know, this father, if you know the story, this father didn't know he had a child until the kid was like 3 or 4 years old. He took full custody of this boy about 4 years old. The mother lost custody. And she wasn't even granted visitation for a while. He had the kid in Little League. The kid was not malnourished. The medical examiner said that when he passed, that his blood results came back, that his blood went septic. He had pneumonia. And there's also testimony that the physical bruising that he had. Let me also say this. Between that 12 days between this event and the date that he passed, he had even tried out for football, did well, mm-hmm. You know, for a flag football team. He did very well, was accepted to the team. The mother had taken him to 3 different hospitals to try to prove abuse. 2 of the doctors said that his blood was septic, and she kept removing him and taking him to another hospital. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So finally, when she drops him back off, you know, a day later, you know, he's lethargic, he's asleep. And he calls the mother up and says, hey, what's going on? He's sleeping. She says he's always like that. But 2 doctors had told her the week prior that he's septic right now. He died. He had pneumonia. This father did not kill his son.
Can I just ask, so when you watch the video, right. That does not look like abuse to you?
That doesn't look like abuse to me. I mean, to run your son, to run a boy. I'm glad they didn't have videos of football practices in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Seriously. Now, whatever he did, it looked like he bit him on the head. Yes. That looked kind of weird. But as far as running your son, making him push himself, I don't see a problem with that. Mm-hmm. It's rough, and if you get emotionally attached to that, I could expect a lot of mothers to have a problem with that.
Amazing. Interesting. So I wanted my experts to comment on this. To my far left is Hake of the Hake Report from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. And to him is Joy of Friday. He's black. Joy of Friday TV at 11 a.m. Monday through Thursday, Joy of Friday TV. And to my far right, way over yonder, my producer, Sean, and one of the experts here, so is Joel, one of the experts here, and the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Monday to Thursday. And then Hassan, an expert here and audio engineer. I'll go with you first, James. What do you say about that video?
That was the last guy was very interesting. I was surprised to hear a sort of mainstream media person like that light-skinned guy who was talking.
Right.
Say that it didn't look like abuse. Say that parents run their children, fathers run their sons.
Right.
But when I first saw this story, that's like shocking to see him like force his kid to run so fast on a treadmill and get up and keep on getting on there. That looked ridiculous. And then he died 10 days later, I gather, from the story.
Well, it's all that is. He had already been sick from the mother or something. Something was happening when the mother had him. Mm-hmm. Didn't it sound like the guy was saying that the mother already, that he was already sick? Or something?
I don't know if it was after or before that.
Well, okay. All right.
But that looked awful. And if he died from blunt force trauma several days later, it's possible that he had something to do with it, with that make letting the boy fall like that over and over, making him get back on there.
Didn't it look like child abuse?
I don't like that word, but yeah.
Me neither.
But yeah, it did look wrong. It did look, if you want to use that word, abuse. It looked like the guy was, the father was being ridiculous.
Okay. You say, Joel?
Yeah, I mean, I like what the light-skinned guy had to say. For one, to be honest, the mind really works with what you see, and then the imagination goes wild. Until he really brought that in, it kind of, like, makes you kind of think a little bit differently, the other guy. So it's hard to really have a full, like, legitimate opinion without knowing the full story.
So before the guy, you had already convinced him?
He was already going to jail.
I had.
You too?
He was going to jail.
Yeah, I was convinced.
Oh, so the guy had influence on both of y'all.
Well, I mean,
Because
of the other information, too.
Right.
Right. So I think that
you're
it's
a convicted man.
Well, not I'm just I'm joking around, but the information.
I'm still convicting him.
But all the information, yeah, it's hard to tell when you don't have all the information. But I agree with James is that when you look at the way the dad, regardless of whatever else is going on, he's like putting him on the treadmill. And then according to them, the dad was saying that he was fat. I mean, the kid is 10. He can be fat. Probably is still baby fat if that's true, right? So I don't think that it was necessary to like to do that all stuff with your kid and then throw him on the treadmill. He falling on his face on the trail, we get back up, he throw him, but he bite him in the head. I doubt that happened. The bite on the head thing that the guy
right,
said.
Right, they weren't for sure. Right. It looked like he bit him.
But regardless, it does seem a little bit much to be training a child like that. And, you know, to be honest, this happens more often. We just don't see it. All these athletes are trained hard, maybe not in this such a way, but they're trained hard from like 3 years old up until. So I don't think that's, to be honest, to train a child like that in general, to put them in these sports at an early age and make them, like, do it all year round, I think that's abuse in general. So I do agree with James. I think this is a case of overdoing it with a child.
Okay.
It sounded like the mother was no good either because she didn't even get custody at first.
Right. The father
didn't even know he was a father until, like, the boy was 4 years old. That's sounds like a messed up mother, and she didn't get, and then he got full custody. The child was in a bad situation either way.
Amazing. Sean, you say
Overdoing it. That's what he did. He overdid it.
The father did.
Yes, he said there's a line, right. And he stepped over the line
and by doing what?
By throwing his kid back up on the treadmill, by telling him he was fat, by throwing him back on the treadmill. I think the most interesting part of the story is that he only knew the kid for a year. So the kid is 6, but he only knew him for a year of his life. Like the most recent year of his life is he didn't grow up with the father. He grew up with the mother. So maybe the father like saw the mother's, you know, influence on the kid and image and took it out on him because he was mad at himself for not protecting him from his mother. So it's all messed up, you know, it's all messed up, but that's not what you do when you react to that situation. If you, you know, you finally have a relationship with your son, you see the mother's image in him, and you react by throwing him up on a treadmill.
Yeah.
He's 6.
To make him tougher or whatever.
He's fat.
That's the case.
He's 6 and he's not fat.
And you don't have to go. He's a little fat. but he didn't. You're supposed to go a little bit slower if you're trying to lose fat.
Of course.
But you're not even supposed
you don't
to be,
have time to wait.
Of course.
You're supposed to be on a bike, riding a bike down the street. That's how you lose baby fat. You don't be running on a treadmill at 100 miles an hour.
The dad looked fatter than the kid. And also, since when do we call, like, the guy who was commenting on it, the light-skinned black guy?
Yeah.
Since why don't we ever say dark-skinned white guy?
I know.
That's a good point.
The one drop rule.
It only goes one way?
That's one drop
rule. He's on
rule.
Fox Soul. He's black. Was that Fox Soul?
Fox Soul with the purple color scheme.
Yeah. Light skins are mixed. I'm calling them mixed.
Yeah, I think he there's a line, and he went over the line.
Doug says,
Lord, I'm a
tough guy.
He ain't even here.
Yeah.
The tough bond guy.
But he's light skinned.
The tough guy, been, Doug, I just got a text from Doug, and he said, we have been made so soft that we look
come
like
back, come back to your
the
mic.
Video is it looked like the video looked like child abuses.
Ain't nobody asked.
Yeah. I agree. I agree with Doug. Doug is based.
So you say, I'm sorry?
Doug is right. I think, I mean.
Yes, it looked like child, a video makes it look like child abuse, but because we so soft. You say?
I do say that I thought he was 10. So 6 is a little early to, you know, but, you know, if he's wanting to get into football and all this other stuff, you know, you got to.
Oh, the boy wanted to be in football?
Well, I don't know. Isn't that what they said?
He did play flag football
did
and did well.
No, he didn't.
In between
didn't
this incident and him dying, he played flag football and did well. Tryouts.
Athletic.
Oh.
Well, there you go, yeah. So, you know, you got to. I'm for the Joe Jackson approach on
well,
the
look
children.
Well, look what I got
Where's
Michael
Joe Jackson.
Jackson
now?
Look what I got heaven. Michael. So.
Yeah, but look at Tiger Woods, you know, his
Look
dad,
what I got
know.
Tiger.
Yeah, but it's going to happen anyway. I think there's got to be a little bit of. But I don't think he was fat. The kid definitely didn't look fat.
He looked a little fat.
Did he?
But you're right. The dad looked fatter.
What the?
I think the dad was trying to live through the son.
The dad can be fat. He old.
Yeah. The father is like.
You don't want your kid to be fat.
But the father is like clearly caught up in his own ego, pushing the son. Because he's like, oh,
Hassan, play that video again for us.
Yes, sir.
Just so now everybody can get like a clear perspective of what happened. Or they are saying that happened. In the meantime, you think the guy should be in prison? Let me know who you're ready.
Ready.
Oh, okay.
Now, new and heartbreaking video shows how far a father pushed his 6-year-old son. 2 weeks before the child's death, this surveillance video from a gym was introduced in court as evidence. It's from 2021. It shows Christopher Gregor putting his son, Corey Miklo, through a grueling treadmill workout. The child can barely be seen above the machine. His dad allegedly put him on the torturous workout because that father said he was too fat. Corey can be seen trying to keep up with the pace of the treadmill before falling off several times, with his father forcing him to get back on the machine. Before dying, Corey suffered several bruises. His father is now charged with killing him and still blames the child's death on pneumonia. Corey's autopsy says he died from blunt force injuries with cardiac and liver contusions with acute inflammation and sepsis. When you see this case and you see the results of the autopsy, does it look like the father caused his death?
Just looking at that video, my answer is yes.
You know, this father, if you know the story, this father didn't know he had a child until the kid was like 3 or 4 years old. He took full custody of this boy about 4 years old. The mother lost custody. And matter of fact, she wasn't even granted visitation for a while. He had the kid in Little League. The kid was not malnourished. The medical examiner said that when he passed, that his blood results came back, that his blood went septic. He had pneumonia. And there's also testimony that the physical bruising that he had. Let me also say this. Between that 12 days between this event and the date that he passed, he had even tried out for football, did well, you know, for a flag football team. He did very well, was accepted to the team. The mother had taken him to 3 different hospitals to try to prove abuse. 2 of the doctors said that his blood was septic, and she kept removing him and taking him to another hospital. Mm-hmm. So finally, when she drops him back off, you know, a day later, you know, he's lethargic, he's asleep. And he calls the mother up and says, hey, what's going on? He's sleeping. She says he's always like that. But 2 doctors had told her the week prior that he's septic right now. He died. He had pneumonia. This father did not kill his son.
Can I just ask, so when you watch the video, that does not look like abuse to you?
That doesn't look like abuse to me. I mean, to run your son, to run a boy. I'm glad they didn't have videos of football practices in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Seriously. Now, whatever he did, it looked like he bit him on the head. That looked kind of weird. But as far as running your son, making him push himself, I don't see a problem with that. Mm-hmm. It's rough, and if you get emotionally attached to that, I could expect a lot of mothers to have a problem with that.
Amazing.
There's an interesting fact that is made about how between the date of him falling off the treadmill and then the day he died, between that 12 days, he went and tried out for the football team. So it wasn't like he was on this treadmill. Because what it seems like is he was on this treadmill, and then he was being abused, and then he went to the hospital and died.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking he died that night.
Right. But that's not what the black guy is saying. He said there's more context. So to see that again also, I mean, I do think it's still a little bit rough about the treadmill. Like he crossed the line a little bit because he's 6 years old. No six-year-old needs to be training that hard to let him be a six-year-old. But there's a big part to play that the mother involvement is not even mentioned when she raised him up to 3 and 4 and he had pneumonia and he had all these different things that the doctor said that she was involved with taking care of that she didn't. So she has a big part to play too. So I say lock them both up. Throw them both away.
Oh, brutal.
What does Anchor Baby say?
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know where the septic blood came from.
I was about to ask Sean about that.
Because could his blood become septic from, like, internal injuries from falling down? Or is it from...
infection.
From, like...
What?
An infection, but where do you get infected?
Pneumonia is infection.
But do you get pneumonia from, like, internal injuries and
possibly
then you catch pneumonia?
It's unclear. That's the whole thing, right? It's unclear.
But not from the running.
Huh? Could be though. Well,
Because the whole question,
falling, though,
the whole
falling,
crux is
he got some blunt force trauma on stuff, which is just another word for bruises.
Sure.
But it's like,
but it could
serious
be. Yeah.
But does septic contusions mean that you use the toilet?
I don't know.
Well, septic.
Does septic mean you use the toilet?
No,
not a septic tank.
It means there's like corrupt infection, bacteria, viruses, or fungi enter the bloodstream and multiply. So this junk is
infection
in your... It's basically you're pooping inside your blood.
It's like out-of-control infection. It's the last stage of an infection. It's pretty much like when you're about before dying.
And
you
so
think
the evil
about
mother's
this
trying to show evidence of abuse, and these doctors keep on telling her that
he's septic.
The boy is septic. But she keeps on taking him out of the
exactly
hospital.
And there's no physical...
What did you say about it, Nick?
The crux of the whole thing is, did he go too far? The whole crux of the whole question is, did he go too far? And
right,
you only know that the defining moment of going too far is what? Well, injury and all that. Sure, you can look at a video and it looks too far, and that's one thing, but... I don't know. I wasn't raised that way, so I got the same shocking feeling. But I got to reserve judgment here because the defining thing here is he injured enough to die like that? Now, they're saying, yes, we have the evidence for it because we have an autopsy and all that. But I got to say, there's judgment written all over this because what about the question of the mother, the 12 days? She took him to these hospitals. He was septic, and they weren't – it's too many questions here for me to say that I'm positive that he went too far. And it's so the most evil thing is they got you looking at this video and they got you feeling over this video and they're using that as like evidence.
Yeah, the light-skinned guy made a great point.
Sure.
That's
why I like the light-skinned guy.
Your emotions make you want to react to it, especially mothers. But my emotions made me react to that.
Yeah, me too.
But but if you have to go to some autopsy – to prove something, prove a murder or whatever,
right,
like they had to do with Derek Chauvin, you can't convict anybody on if you have to rely on some expert.
When it
right, it should
in,
be clear. That's interesting.
Doug gave me another tech. My engineer.
Maybe it's something his mother did. I thought I heard him say that the mom dropped him off and the dad was wondering what was wrong with him. Yeah, because he was so sleepy.
Right.
Yeah.
He was
so
like lethargic.
So it's clear that either story here fits. So as a person, let's say I was a juror or whatever, either story fits for me, so I cannot convict. Like, it could be that he was infected from the pneumonia or he was injured. But here's the thing. They say liver contusions and all that. It may have looked nasty on the video, but come on. Liver contusion? Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm putting too much emotion on the word, but that was a fall. I've never fallen and gotten a liver contusion.
Maybe his ribs poked
but
his liver.
But you also got to keep in mind that he is.
I'm just
sick.
Saying, this is a, we're looking at, we're going at sight and then evidence.
So
I cannot
saying,
convict.
I think they both have to suffer, but outside of
are
jail.
You saying if it don't fit?
Yeah.
You must acquit.
I'm just talking about this case and all that. They don't.
Go.
This is not about justice.
Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women. families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Too much, something wrong here. Anyway, couple quick announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He'll be back at 11 a.m. And then after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor, baby. American Anchor, baby. Energy given to him by God, all right? Also, don't forget to support us on Rumble, like, follow, ring the bell. Y'all know what to do, right? On rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson and cozy.tv, where Christ is king. cozy.tv/JLP. And what's that?
It's just his phone. It's an Amber Alert.
It's an emergency. I don't have nothing to do with it.
It's just his phone.
Oh. Amber Alert.
Endangered.
Silver Alert. I forgot. Oh, JLP Talk on X. JLP Talk on X. And last but not least, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Follow, like, ring the bell, blah, blah, blah. All right. And the treasure chest is now open on D-Live. And I'm going to get to your super chats and everything. I want to wind this down, this subject about this kid here, and then let me ask first go. Hey, you say.
You have to let them off. You just let them suffer. The loss of their son is punishment enough.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just messing around by throwing them in. You know, it depends. Well, to be honest,
You messing around?
Well, I mean, there needs to be more investigation to find out if they really should be in jail or not. I'm just messing around. I say, throw them in jail. But
Chat yell at you or something?
And no. But I do. There is something to be said that a six-year-old's body is still developing. So whether boy or girl, and this little boy. When you have the top speed on a treadmill and you're having him get on and he's falling and stuff like that, all of his bones and all of this stuff is still fragile. He's growing. He's a growing boy. So,
but suppose the kid was loving it.
But he's not loving it, though.
But you don't know. We can hear his voice.
But you're looking at him bang himself on the ground and you can't get back up.
But he'll still be jump up and running again and be loving it.
Well, that's a little bit
so fun. Let me back on.
That's a little bit of a delusional take, but.
Uh-huh.
But the point is that, like, even if so, you have to just keep in mind, yeah, maybe the dad didn't mean to or whatever, but, I mean, he's 6 years old. He can't be handling this type of stuff. His body is not fit for it yet. So it is a little bit across the line. Should he should he be thrown in jail and should it be all his fault? There just needs to be more investigation. But I agree with Nick is saying.
So if you had a son, you wouldn't let him run that fast on the treadmill?
No, I wouldn't be training my son.
You wouldn't let him run that fast serious. On the treadmill?
No.
You hear that, Doug?
No. My dad he got on there himself and wanted to do it, but I wouldn't be throwing him on there.
James' father made him run for miles, and he was sweating and crying.
But I had to run with him.
See?
My dad was running, too. He's like, stay with me. I'm like, ah.
And you say, Sean?
If the liver is contused, he must have been abused.
There you go.
Boom. You say, Hassan?
Well, it makes me think about kind of like the don't cut the baby in half concept that we talk about a lot. And I think that that's really the sad part here is the miscommunication between the mother and the father. And maybe that has to do with them not being together and whatever. But there needs to be more understanding of what's going on with the kid as far as this pneumonia situation or his overall health. And I don't know if that was communicated exactly well to the father. And I think that could have potentially had a factor in the physical regimen that he was putting him through during that time period. So, yeah, it just makes you think about that, how you always say don't cut the baby in half because that's what happens.
Does it look like the father guilty?
I say no.
Oh, okay.
But he might be guilty of cutting the baby in half and not getting all the information and pushing him during a time where he needed maybe to rest because of the pneumonia.
Amazing. So, what did Doug say?
When I was
my
six.
Engineer again.
When I was six, we were running and falling, and I had to work on the lawn.
Exactly.
Babies bounce.
So when I see it the second time, I'm just not sure the father is guilty of anything. It doesn't seem like, because Sean made the point, supposed to keep it like love and falling again and up and again and up, right? Especially little boys, they like that kind of stuff. Rough stuff, you know, playing
but
rough.
But in that clip, do you think he was loving it?
It's possible. The guy said that the father bit him on the head, but the father looked like he just put his chin on his head.
Yeah, I don't know about the bit thing. Right. Yeah.
I think the kid was loving it. What you say, Nick? Last word.
Oh, man.
What?
He was whining?
I guess we really don't know, but it just seems like a reach. It seems like a stretch.
You think so?
What if the kid was screaming and whining, like not even like in pain, but you know, like just that, like wussy, kind of like, you know what I'm talking about?
Uh-uh.
Like kind of like wussy screaming, not like in actual pain,
right?
Just like
maybe
girly screaming.
But I don't think like happy.
And it's like, okay, come on.
Just stay happy.
I'm just saying, look.
I wish we could have heard the sound of the little kid on the wheel.
For sure. like Joel said, we don't have enough information. Like you're saying, people are saying like, oh, the treadmill was too fast or like other things. Like we just don't know. And the proof for me that we don't know is that they're not telling us what about the days that she had him and took him in sepsis and the pneumonia. Look, it's just judgment written all over it. Yeah. They put it on Fox Soul on top of that, too. Let's get the black people to comment on this, white people. And so it's judgment written all over it. Got to reserve judgment. And they're convicting men over these things. Look, they're putting those parents in jail for the gun thing.
Amen.
They're trying to put men in jail. So if we got to think about it like this. We're jurors. Imagine if you were a juror and your jury of your peers and all that. They're convicting men over these emotional responses to stuff. Okay.
Especially white man.
And this father, he's a kid himself. He looked young. He still had baby fat, by the way.
The point that Doug was making, Doug used to play baseball. And they used to have really tough workouts, right?
Yeah.
And he still had to go home and cut the grass. He had to be a kid and do, you know, his work at home. And that's the way guys used to be when they were growing up.
I mean, I had to. We were pretty hard in sports too, when we were playing.
Oh, in your dance class?
No, I didn't dance growing up. I played sports growing up. Mowed it.
In your flag football?
No, I played tackle football and I played baseball since I was four.
This is cold.
And we were doing.
I thought you meant his dance class.
We've been doing all those things, and
when you were playing football?
Yeah. We were playing tackle football. I was playing on defense and offense, both sides. Thank you very much. And I played baseball and football back-to-back all the way up until I was 18.
In your face, dog.
So,
not your special teams.
And special teams, by the way. But we were fine. But the thing is that, like, it was fun. That's not fun. That's overdoing it. So I'm not saying that he's guilty for the death. I'm not saying that, and I don't want to.
No, we don't know.
Because we don't know, right. Yeah. But I'm just saying that doesn't look fun for the child is all I'm saying.
And if you think about it, the kid wasn't really protesting. He didn't, like, he wasn't fighting it. He didn't walk away.
He kept getting up.
Yeah.
Last word, Jay, then I got
to
run.
He's thrown up, to be honest. Listen.
Mind your business.
Yeah.
What? We need more.
Oh, there was something else. You know how they talked about lack of communication and miscommunication?
Right.
That's just because they're angry. They hate each other.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
The mother and father. The mother clearly hated the father.
Yeah.
I just need more information.
Nick.
I don't know if I would have, I don't know if I said this, but personally, I don't know if I would have acted like that.
Like what?
Like the father, because of the way I was raised, maybe. And I might be beta for that. But I'm saying that you could look at that, say, I don't know if I would have done that, and still realize this is a clown show. They're not really about justice. This is a judgment thing.
Like clown show reporting.
And whatever this court stuff, whatever they're trying to do here, it's not clear to me, and I would not convict.
Sean.
I think we have to normalize saying dark skin white instead of light skin black.
What? Anyway, Hazar,
he's trying to be inclusive.
Last word, Hazar.
Cutting the baby in half leads to death.
And Joel thinks it's funny.
I was trying to end on a deep point, but
that's right. All right, thank you, man.
Nice.
That was deep. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Bye, experts. Thank you, guys. Adrian out of New York. Adrian, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, no problem. First, I want to say I love when all the experts, when all you guys are just chatting and having, you know, just discussing what you discuss. Discussing.
Right. Thank you.
It's so much fun. And I wish that I had public relations skills, because I would love to work for you. I mean, that is just, it would just be amazing, but I don't.
Amazing. Yeah, I'm looking for a PR person with experience.
I know. And I've worked with men all my life, so I thoroughly enjoy it. I know I would have been that woman that can work with you guys. I love it.
Nice.
So, I just needed a little advice. Well, first it was about yesterday's service.
Uh-huh.
It was amazing. And the last couple of services, all your services are amazing. But the last couple have been so deep. And so yesterday, in a nutshell, you were saying, like, so when these things go in our head and we see our behaviors and we acknowledge that this is still in me, I think what I understood was that you were saying that, so when I see these things in myself, like I try to be still, but I realize that I'm still trying to fight the thought. And are you saying that fighting that thought in whatever unconscious way you're doing it is what's prolonging the issue?
100%.
Okay.
When you fight the thought, you give life to it. When you don't fight it, you give death to it. It'd be the short.
So that means just let the pain go through. Watch yourself doing it. Don't even try to change it in that moment.
That's
even
right.
Though it hurts you to see yourself allowing yourself to be used or falling for the lie of being used the way you're being used.
If you want to be free, you got to take the pain. You got to let the hurt happen and it'll be taken away from you. Absolutely, because every time you try to fight it, rather than take the pain of it or watch it, then you give it life. I'm telling you, every time. God is trying to save you from the pain, from the evil spirits.
Right. So, but does that also mean, am I fighting it when, say, I'm in the middle of something and I see that other spirit of a little annoyance coming out, and then I'll just stop. But as I'm stopping, when I stop, I feel the pain because I hear the thought of, you see, you failed again. But then I'm like, it's not me, so I'm just going to feel the pain of it. But I'm not going to speak on it anymore. I'm just going to shut my mouth.
Yes.
Is that okay?
That's right. Just watch it. Don't argue with it. Don't fight with it. Don't struggle with it. Do nothing but watch it, and you'll be saved from it.
Okay. Can I give you one more example?
Yeah.
So when I was in Florida, I decided to work part time. So I ended up working for some people that were not my type of people as far as culture, and I had bad experiences with them. But I figured maybe I'm listening to my thoughts. Let me give it a try. It seemed professional enough to me, and it also seemed like an opportunity to learn some stuff that I didn't know. So I was showing up on time. Everything they taught me, I was executing. And, you know, I'm definitely a person who believes to be on time means you're like almost a half an hour early to work, but you don't start until you're on the clock. And what they asked me to do, I did. I did it to the best of my ability, and I was as professional as I could be. And I loved working in an office because I worked in construction before. So, that, you know, dress up nice and go to the office.
Because of time. What's your question for me?
Okay, sure. So, anyway, I ended up leaving the job because there was a lot of confusion, and I could just see that it was just crazy. So they were supposed to send me my last paycheck by the next pay period, and they didn't. So I let it go for a little while, which is my fault. So I finally just wrote a letter saying that, you know, stating the hours that I work, blah, 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 and that if they don't pay me what they owe me, that I'm going to have to go and pursue it through the law because it's being vengeful. And this is part of the reason why I left the company. Am I wrong for doing that? Or because I don't want it to ruminate. I just want to handle it and then let it go and see what happens.
I don't know because it's like a, I don't know. I don't know because I don't know what the company, why they delayed the check or anything like that. But I would definitely contact the head of the company, whomever run the company, and ask them about it so you can get a clear picture. And if they owe you money, they owe you money.
Right. So I have a legal right to pursue it.
If you owe you money, 100%.
Okay. All right. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too.
All
now.
Right. Bye-bye.
All right. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Wayne, I am that I am, bought one, saying, stop engaging the thought. It's that simple. You can't stop the thoughts, but you can stop fornicating with them. Ha! The Bible refers to it as spiritual adultery. God is your husband, and you are committing adultery with this strange woman. Simply stop. Cut it out.
Amazing. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Wayne, I am that I am, says, it's unclean. You cannot enter the kingdom that way. He loves you and will not condemn you for doing it, so no condemnation. Simply resist. What the? Flashlight emojis.
What? Flashlight?
Yeah, flashlight emojis.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
Kevin from Valley Stream, New York, bought our coffee. Answer to the biblical question.
What is real power? What is real power?
Real power is self-control, and it's as simple as that. Also, should males go to baby showers? Thanks.
No. Any male that go to a baby shower, you got some real issue. Really. The baby shower is for the women only.
What the?
What the? Come on, man. Something you can say no to the woman about. And if she bitch about it, let her bitch. But something you just got to say no. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Amazing. Come on, man. Thank you.
Henry Ford lives with a diamond. The shekels flow like guy blood in wars for Israel.
Right on. I love that.
Nice. Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thanks, as always, for the support.
Yeah.
Jay Morales, 50 coffees. Very generous.
Thank you.
Jesse, today is Get Tick Day. Laughing face with tears coming out. Sideways laughing face with tears coming out.
For today?
Yeah, Get Tick Day. Get Tick Day.
Oh, yeah. Talk about yesterday. Amazing. Thank you.
Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads, do you know what happens when people see red? For example, you are completely calm, but then someone hits you and you go back, you go into attack mode and all sound is blocked out. Has it ever happened to any of you?
Not me.
I see red when I see you. It's a song.
Thank you.
Sort of. Yeah. Stuff has happened.
You see red?
I don't know if I've seen red, but my...
A woman smacked you, you saw red.
No woman has ever smacked me.
Ooh.
But yeah, my hearing is gone.
Lived.
Down.
Huh?
You haven't lived.
Until you got smacked by a woman.
Thank you. I've never been smacked like that. But you have, right?
I've never been smacked, but I have seen... I have sort of gotten maybe like cloudy vision and hearing gone down.
Okay.
And aggression. Nice.
You being aggressive?
Felt aggressive.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you.
C bought our coffee. Hey, Jesse, have you met a white person supporting Trump thinking that he is against Islam or the blacks or immigrants?
What?
Have you met a white person supporting Trump thinking that he is against Islam or the blacks or immigrants?
No.
No?
A white person think that they're against Islam and all that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what that means. Have you?
Yeah.
You met a white person.
Who supports Trump.
Uh-huh.
Who I'm thinking that he is against Islam or the blacks or
who
immigrants.
Who was thinking that?
I am.
You thought
I'm thinking
that
the white person is against
Islam
or the blacks or immigrants.
And that's why he supported Trump?
Partly, yeah.
I not that I'm aware. I won't say no, because, you know, you meet all kind of people, but I don't know. Thank you.
Thank you, Sion.
Yeah.
Aries.
That was Sion?
Mm-hmm.
Sion, what the? Thank you, Sion.
One diamond from Aries 1 on DLive, no message.
Thank you.
Adam bought a coffee. What does believe into something mean? For example, don't believe in the Bible, but only believe in God. What does believe into mean?
That's a good question. If you believe it, I guess you become one with that you believe in. I don't know. That's a good question. Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Canadian David is a monthly supporter on Rumble. Irish Caesar, a.k.a. Sean. He also says, Joel is ripped. What the?
How you know?
I guess he saw him on the screen.
Oh, amazing.
On the screen, when it's small, he looks ripped.
Remember that. Thank you.
Shout out to the top supporters on Buy Me a Coffee from the past 90 days. Gen C, Gavin from North Georgia, I think, and Soul Conscious. That's cool. And shout out to the top contributors on DLive today. Henry Ford Lives, Kid Combo 1.0, Games for Rec, and the rest of the supporters. And thanks, guys. Oh, hey, Just Pray NYC gave a Rumble rant saying, hey, I go to such and such pastor's church and would like to something. Nice to hear from you, Just Pray NYC. Thank you for the Rumble rant.
Thank you.
The Rumble rant.
Amazing.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And then let me just double check over on Buy Me a Coffee. Any late coming? Link bought a coffee. I wonder what the main commentator of the video would have had to say about the facts of George Floyd's death. Amazing. Good question.
Yeah, very good.
That light skinned guy, or the dark skinned white, as Sean, the Irish Caesar, would have us call him.
Very good question. Absolutely.
And thank you, guys. That's all for now.
Thank you. Amazing. What did you think about that interview last Friday with under Fall of State?
Say again?
With Paris Hilton.
Oh, Perez Hilton?
Perez Hilton.
He is soft. He's weak.
I didn't know about him.
Yeah. And apparently he didn't know about you. But now you guys know about each other.
I thought when I was having an interview I was having with Paris.
the little guy named Paris.
Right. I thought a little cute little Paris.
But Perez, I think he named himself after her because he's all into celebrity and gossip stuff.
You're not sure?
I'm quite sure. I surmise.
Anyway, check that out. Last Friday, The Fallen State. It was interesting. I didn't know the person until my producer found him. It was interesting. I'm just out of time. I'm out of time. My experts were amazing. But if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise tomorrow, country western Tuesday, we'll get to everybody. But I am just so out of time. Get on that straight and narrow path, folks. You won't regret it. You can have peace right here on earth, even with your enemy trying to destroy you. You're with them well. Get on this, do the silent prayer. If you haven't done it, forgive your mothers and your father. You got to forgive mama too if you want to be free. Every human being on this side of heaven, forgive your mama and your father, all right? Also, do the silent prayer. The Hate Report is coming up now. The Hate Report. And after The Hate Report, Joel Friday TV. And after Joel Friday, The American Anchor, baby. The American Anchor. I'm out of time, and thank you for your support. Continue to donate by going to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Let's see here. James out of New York. Haman, right? Haman out of India. And Jaime out of Minnesota. I am so out of time, and somebody just dropped. Bye, y'all. Thank you very much. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hoop and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to